Scientists in Denmark say they've managed to obtain the entire genome of a Stone Age woman from a sample of ancient chewing gum. They say her DNA was remarkably well preserved in the gum, which was derived from the bark of a birch tree. The researchers also found clues as to the hunter-gatherer's health and the contents of a recent meal. Barbara Miller reports.
When you heat birch bark, you get birch pitch, a sticky substance widely used in ancient times, primarily for tool making. The trouble is, when it dries, birch pitch turns hard again, so people used to chew it, partly for practical reasons, partly it's thought for pleasure. Hannes Schröder is an associate professor in evolutionary genomics at the University of Copenhagen.
On the one hand, yes, the thought is that in order to make it malleable again so that you can work it, they used to chew it. But then, because it's also, it has these aseptic properties and antibacterial properties, and so people have also suggested that maybe it was chewed to alleviate toothache or as perhaps a form of, you know, early toothbrush or something like that, or just for fun. Often the tooth imprints that are found on these are small tooth imprints, so tooth imprints of children. So it's possible that they chewed on this just as kids chew on chewing gum today.
Hannes Schröder and colleagues have analysed a 5,700-year-old sample of chewed birch pitch found on an excavation site on a Danish island.
Turns out that the DNA in this birch pitch and these chewing gums is really incredibly well preserved. And so we used then the DNA fragments out of this pitch to reconstruct an entire human genome. So if you get an ancient genome, you can, you know, do a number of things. It tells a lot of stories.
The story this piece of ancient chewing gum tells is of a woman dubbed Lola after the island of Lolland, where the sample was found. She had dark skin and dark hair, typical of the hunter-gatherers of the time, and blue eyes. They don't know how old Lola was, but they found traces of the Epstein-Barr virus, which is linked to glandular fever and some cancers. And scientists also established she'd recently eaten hazelnuts and duck. Jeremy Austin is the deputy director of the Australian Centre for Ancient DNA at Adelaide University.
Yeah, it's a really exciting piece of research because I guess for the last 5 or 10 years, ancient DNA and environmental DNA researchers have been testing more and more unusual sources of DNA. And this is, it's pretty out there in terms of an unusual source. It is really interesting in terms of what else is out there that we could test that humans have touched or put in their mouth that might contain human DNA or DNA from the things that are living on or in their bodies that can tell us about human history.
The research is published today in the journal Nature Communications.
Barbara Miller.